Don't math at me, sir. Don't math at me.
I'm having a thought.
It's
coming in clearly now.
The dad jokes stay in.
I call this podcast to order. I'm Ken.
And I'm Ellen.
And together we are
Notoriously Unreliable.
Hey, Ken.
Oh! Hey, Ellen. Don't sneak up on me like that.
Sorry.
I was practicing my ninja skills.
Yes.
Yeah.
Quite. You're very
stealthy.
Stealthy and
light on my feet for a big girl.
Versed in the Marshall's art.
Yeah, the Marshall's art. The art Marshall.
Arts Marshall.
Karate.
Oh. It's very fancy of you.
Yeah, yes.
Tai Chi.
So fancy.
So Ellen.
Yeah. Hey Ken.
Hey, Ellen.
Hey, Ken.
I didn't see you there. We've made a full loop.
I disappeared into the shadows again.
Yeah. So we're back.
We're back.
It's the next week.
Tag team back again. Check it, direct it. Let's begin.
All right. Okay. After listening to myself a few times.
Yes.
I realized I say way too much.
Right.
So
I believe this is ground we've covered before.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like maybe I could work on that somehow.
Okay.
Maybe you could remind me not to do that so much.
Okay. I'll do my best.
Okay.
I'm usually trying to mitigate my own stammering idiocy. So I'll give it a shot.
Let's try not to worry about it this time.
I'm gonna get real here for a second. Let's bring it down. I'm gonna get real.
All right.
You know.
Wait, whoa! You're turning your chair around backwards and leaning against the front of your.
Yes, I've turned my chair around. I've turned my baseball cap from front to back.
Ye gods!
I'm getting. Serious.
This is getting deep, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
What are we gonna do? I guess we'll have to pay extra special attention.
I think our listener really appreciates. I don't even need to finish that thought. That was a joke achieved.
Nailed it.
Yes.
That was a deep cut on our own podcast.
Yeah. Inside jokes is what you come for.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me.
Local jokes get you local work.
Yes.
Yep.
So
how was your week?
Well, it was... It was good. It was better than last week.
Yeah?
I haven't been as sick. I did have a day... Tuesday, where my cold kind of came back with a vengeance.
Oof,
but
that sucks.
That seems to have been the last gasp of it.
Okay.
And otherwise, I've been physically better for the most part.
Uh-huh.
I'm a wreck emotionally, as we all know. And it's just getting worse. And
I wouldn't say that. I would say that you're probably... You've been working on it.
Yeah, I've been working on it. Well, honesty time.
This is getting more real than it already was.
Right, right. We're getting even more real. I've turned the chair back around.
Whoa!
Oh, no! It's getting so real. Actually, I've turned it sideways.
What?
The cap sideways the other direction.
Okay.
Sure. So, there was a while there I was really, like... pleased with myself that I was getting so I was improving myself in so many ways.
Yeah, you shared that on the podcast.
Yes,
previously
yeah.
on Notoriously
previously
Unreliable.
Previously on Notoriously Unreliable, Ellen's killing it.
Yeah,
so that made me feel good. Like I've been studying another language.
Uh-huh.
You know, making strides in
Espanol,
growing as a social person, which is good, and that's actually.
Yeah, you had a big party at your place.
Oh, yeah, that party was awesome.
Yeah.
So certain aspects of my social life that I've retooled have gone really well.
Uh-huh.
But then like lately I've kind of hit a wall on the language study. Like, I've gotten into the really, like, difficult things.
The learning curve is much steeper now. And
yeah, Spanish past tense can kiss my ass.
En español.
Don't even start with me. So, yeah, I've kind of hit a wall on the Spanish. Like, I'm still plugging away at it, trying to do it, but it's gotten a lot more difficult, and so I'm not quite as pleased with myself at doing it because I'm not picking it up as fast as I'd like to. Other aspects of my social life, I have this anxiety issue, and it's really kind of fucking with me.
Yeah, it happens to all of us.
Yeah.
Especially people in my circle who are usually kind of introverted, spastic kind of types of people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who are like, social situation, run!
Which I've gotten a lot better at, like, so much better. But there's just certain things about my social life that, like, it was really hard to work on because I just can't get over this anxiety, which I don't know if I mentioned or not. I'm working on finding a cocktail of medications that will help me with that.
Yeah, I don't know if you really spoke about it on the podcast. You posted about it, I think, on the Facebook.
I did,
Facebook,
on the Facebook, yeah.
Yeah,
I really just never shut up about myself.
That's like the purpose of Facebook, though.
Well, I know, but...
Literally the purpose of Facebook.
I am aware of that, okay. But I don't think...
Even the people that are, like, sharing memes and stuff are, like, I identify with this, you know, here is a thing that...
Well, I'm obviously... My perspective is skewed, obviously, because it's me, and I overthink everything I ever do.
Oh, yeah.
But I feel like, and I'm not like, I don't regret doing this at all, but like, I feel like I share a lot of myself over social media.
Yeah, I'm a little more guarded nowadays, but yeah.
Well, it's this whole thing, right? Like, I hate keeping things in. Like, I buried my feelings for so long.
Yeah, you
now
feel like
they're just exploding in my brain all the time,
and you reject the very idea of keeping something in.
Yeah, like the only reason, most of the reasons I don't tell people things about myself is because A, some people just don't want to hear about it, or B, there's other people involved that, you know, maybe don't want
particular dirty laundry.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, protecting others and keeping people from stuff they might not want to know about me, those are really my only motivations.
Yeah. I have a similar thing, and I have decided not to friend anybody that I know from work on the Facebook. Mm-hmm. I just have a flat policy. And, in fact, I... had a request from somebody that I know outside of work and was like wanting to be my friend on Facebook. And I went up to him and said, look, I just have this flat policy. I'm sorry. I'm not going to friend you on Facebook, but I totally would if I didn't work here.
Yeah.
Or if you didn't work here, I would totally friend you. That is nothing personal. I really promise. But I'm always worried that something will get back to somebody who won't like it for some reason. And because I posted something on Facebook will, you know, suffer consequences in work or whatever.
That is totally understandable. And I was on that same boat for a really long time. I resisted friending coworkers on Facebook. And then it kind of devolved into, well, I'm going to friend coworkers on Facebook, but there's going to be like this dividing line between like, friends that I want to tell the stuff,
and other people that can't follow you, but...
family and coworkers who, so like I sort of like divvied that up so that like Google Plus, there'll be rings.
Yeah,
and
so you're in this ring.
So then... like it's nothing like personal and stuff, but you know, separating personal and professional is probably a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
And but then it just sort of like, as I, feel like I'm kind of relearning how to live, you know?
Yeah.
Like, in a lot of ways, I'm doing stuff over with my new self.
Yeah, and figure out what works and what doesn't.
Yeah, exactly. Anew. And like, you know, going through puberty again.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
it's a time of exploration for all of us.
Yeah, so... yes. Indeed. So as I've... as I've gotten to be better friends with people that I work with, I've kind of let them seep into that, like, more inner circle. And that more inner circle has, like, widened.
Uh-huh.
So at this point, it's just like, if I'm comfortable with you, if I feel like you cool.
Yeah.
You know?
You're cool, right?
You cool, right? Like, I feel, yeah, like, then, yeah, okay, I'll let you in. Because I, like... I like to share my feelings with people.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Yeah.
If only you had some kind of mass media way of sharing your feelings with, about yeah, things yeah, with lots of people all at once.
That is, yeah, that is weird. Hmm. Maybe I should
we'll work have on, to think about
maybe
that.
Maybe I should work on that. So, yeah, I've just... I'm kind of settled into this sort of melancholy right now.
Yeah.
Because of... many things that...
with or without infinite sadness.
A reference.
Yeah.
Great album, by the
I
way.
I do those. Yeah. I know. I listened to the crap out of that in high yeah, school.
Oh, God, yeah. That was like... that was all about them Smashing Pumpkins.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So hard. And oh, gosh. I'm totally off track now.
Is there a track?
No, there's no track. There is no track.
Let's not pretend here.
Yeah.
We're among friends, right?
Yes. Yes, we are. Me and the cat are friends.
Yeah. We're cool. We're cool, right?
Yeah. We cool. We cool. So, yeah, there's just a lot of things that have, like, frustrated me lately, and so I've settled into this melancholy, which sucks, and hopefully I can... find some way of pulling myself out of it.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, or it'll
I'm sure you can. I'm like, well, yeah. A lot of people around this time of year are feeling kind of melancholy too.
Yeah.
I think just because you don't get outside and
yeah.
get sun and all that.
Yeah, I do. Like I do I have found that I do actually like sunshine. I didn't think
really?
I didn't think I did for a really long
time.
It's
a new discovery.
Turns out I was just really depressed.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I was really depressed and I hated myself and the sun and everything. Huh. Wanted to be cold and dark all the time.
Just like your soul.
That's how I feel.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I had I've gone through similar things. I sometimes will feel really depressed and, you know, just like want to hide out, and sometimes it just passes.
Yeah.
The weather changes and I'm like, you know what? Not so bad. It was sunny today. I went outside for a walk at work and it was like sun was shining on me. I didn't even need like my coat.
Oh wow.
It was warm enough. Like yeah, I was in the like mid 50s.
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah, it was. And, yeah, the warm part of the day was really nice today.
Yeah. I mean, when it like on my way to work,
yeah.
It was pouring down rain and
oh,
dark.
Yeah, yeah. Same here.
Yeah. And then later it just everything just kind of lit up and it was super nice.
It was yeah, it was gorgeous.
Went for a walk
really
and like
gorgeous.
Yeah, it was great. And it felt really good too, and I thought at the time like I really like this nice weather.
Yeah.
I kind of miss it. You know, it's still the middle of winter, so this is not going to be a permanent thing, but
right.
It's really nice. It's a good.
It's a good. Yeah, I also, yeah, yes. And I kind of, I absorb the stresses and frustrations of the people around me.
Yeah.
So, like, work's been... there's a lot of people stressed at work. Sort of a stressful time at work.
You're not exactly stressed, but other people are stressed, which kind of
like
bubbles
I am,
over.
But yeah, I am stressed out about some stuff, but also whatever. I have like so much empathy, like whatever like frustration and stress and things are around me, I haven't totally learned to like block that out entirely and make a boundary for myself.
Yeah.
And it really comes from like, I want to help people and I want to like, you know, I want to empathize with people and be able to help them and stuff, but sometimes they don't want to be helped.
Yeah.
And
that kind of feeds into your new career aspirations too,
exactly.
you want to be able to help people.
Exactly.
I think that's great.
And the nice thing, which I think will be really helpful for me when I do go back to school is they teach you how to set those boundaries.
Right.
Which I will be super useful for me.
Yeah.
In my personal life and professional life.
Yeah. In massage therapy, you do have to be very clear about boundaries because a lot of times people will just not... They will not have enough touch in their life and will get a massage and it will bring them to tears.
Yeah.
How amazing it is just to be touched by another person. And, and then there's like all this other baggage that comes along with that. Like they can get overly attached and you have to be like, you know, make things very clear. This is a professional thing that we're doing and you're not, you know, doing stop parking in front of my house.
Yes, I know I have pretty Christmas lights, but please stop.
Yes.
Yeah. And I know what that's like, too. Like, I've definitely had times in my life where not getting a massage necessarily, but like I've had times in my life where there's a thing now you see it like floating around on social media once in a while, like people mistaking politeness for flirting or whatever.
Oh
yeah. So a lot of my like desperate earlier years, early 20s and stuff was like, my nature is to read way too hard into every single thing.
Yeah.
And so I've learned it's not that my brain doesn't do it, because my brain still does it, but I can interpret those signals and like put them into perspective and logic them into like, okay,
right,
this is just you being a little crazy.
Yeah,
so
that person is a waiter. They're paid to be nice to you.
No, oh, you can't, my God.
You can't take it too personally.
Okay, because you said waiter, I'm going to share this story. It's
all right.
Super embarrassing.
Ellen's waiter story.
Waitress, or as we call them
story.
Now, servers.
Waitron.
Yeah.
Go on.
Oh my God, this is so embarrassing for me. I'm going to do it anyway. In the before time, way, way back. I was definitely in my early 20s. Uh-huh. So we're talking like 13, 14 years ago.
Okay.
So it was my birthday.
Uh-huh.
I was turning 22, 23.
Uh-huh.
And my mom, for my birthday, I requested it, going to the Olive Garden for my birthday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not with the fanciest.
So fancy. I was 22. What can I say?
Didn't know better.
Yeah. It was the early aughts. Things were crazy. You know?
It's a crazy time.
It was a crazy time. So we go there and I'm a completely miserable human being at that point. Like I had come home from Seattle with my tail between my legs and angry and just sad and completely confused. And so
from your sandwich profession position in Seattle.
Yes, it was mostly because of Subway. Yeah, that's it. No. God damn it. So I come back. So, all right. Just like setting the stage for this whole thing. So we go and it went during like lunchtime.
Uh-huh.
And So the waitress server was really super nice and was like engaging with me when in a time when not a lot of people were engaging with me at all because I was an asshole. And so, God damn it.
Go on.
And so I was like, I think I'm in love with this girl. I really think there's something. Yeah.
You wait, so you had
stupid.
This feeling.
So stupid.
But you had this feeling while you were at your birthday dinner with your mom.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I'm just putting this in.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
I'm just getting the picture.
Again, I was really fucked up.
No, it's remarkably easy.
Okay.
Trust me. It's,
anyway.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was the thing that happened. And.
Wait, so where did. Now you have to square the circle.
Okay, well, I'm getting there.
Go on. Okay,
I'm getting there. So we have our food. We get in the car. I don't remember if we started driving away or not. I think we did, but we didn't get far. And I was like, "Mom, turn around. I gotta go talk to that girl."
Yeah,
yeah. So I go in. And I was like, okay, I gotta be clever about this.
Yeah.
Gotta be clever.
Play it cool.
Play it cool. So I went up to the hostess and was like, yeah, I think I lost my wallet. And just like, oh, where's the... So the server who had been helping us was cleaning up the table. And I was like, yeah, I lost my wallet. Did you see it? And she's like, no, I didn't see it. I'm sorry. Could you want me to look? And I'm like, it's okay. You don't have to like look right now. And I had already, I had already put my like name and phone number on a piece of paper. And I was like, this is my number. And if you find it, can you call me? And then, like, she was like, oh, yeah, okay. And I was like, and I thought this was the smoothest shit ever.
All right.
I was
yeah.
I know.
We're
going
to have to dub in some Shaft music here. Go on.
I was like, I know that's a really dumb reason to give you my number, but. I'd like you to call me sometime. And I ran away. I pretty much ran away.
And?
No, she never called me. No, her. No, yeah. Of course not. That's an idiotic thing to do. No, no. And we're married to this day.
Yeah. Oh, how nice. What a nice story. Oh, boy.
No.
That's...
pretty bad.
You know what? I think we all have stories right about along those lines.
Okay.
And it's totally cool.
God, I hadn't even thought of that in a long time. Jesus. Yeah. So, yeah, that was a thing that I did that happened. And, it was weird. Like, I actually, as dumb as it was, I felt good that I had attempted anything.
Yeah.
At all.
I think that you're right about that. I think that. You know, nothing ventured, nothing gained. If you're looking for human contact and if you're, you know, truly interested in having some human contact, you're going to have to try a few dumb things like that.
Yeah.
You know,
I probably could have found a better outlet.
You'll
get
better at it as you get a little older. But for the children listening right now, and
at some point,
I hope there are not a lot of children listening.
Yeah. Children, stop your child from listening to this right now.
I don't know what I'm going to do when my daughter's old enough to like actually listen to this nonsense, but okay, honey.
Oh, she's not going to listen.
It was a crazy time, and your daddy was recording these podcasts. Everybody was doing it.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine, if you had, great-grandchildren, and they were like, okay, this is your great-grandfather.
Thankfully.
He had a thing called a podcast. You may not know what that is.
You're about to find out. Here he is. Cast your mind back. 2012.
12?
14. 15? 15.
15. I think it was
how long have we been doing this?
I think we started early last year.
Yeah.
Maybe in the summer?
Mid-year.
Mid-year.
I think June or July we started.
Yeah. We really should pay attention to that kind of stuff.
Nah.
Kind of. Maybe.
Nah.
No? Okay.
Nah. We've got 24, I believe 24 was the one I just posted.
Oh, okay. Cool. Oh, so this
almost
is,
weekly.
Oh, so this is 25.
Maybe.
Maybe. We don't know.
24 or 25.
Okay, cool.
We're not like Rachel and Miles, like announcing, this is the this number episode of this podcast. We're just like, whatever.
Whatevs. Whatevs.
We'll figure it out.
Well,
somebody cares.
Well, they're foolish because we have the advantage because nobody actually expects anything of us.
Right?
Yeah.
We're not disappointing anyone.
No, we're not.
Zero people.
Yeah, we're disappointing zero people.
I mean,
it was kind of, well, it was kind of nice. And by the way, the bump, again, to explain the X-Men.
What?
The notoriously unreliable bump.
Oh, the notoriously unreliable bump?
Yeah.
Are we giving it to somebody new?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
No, we're not.
Oh.
We just did again.
Oh, just Rachel and Miles.
Yeah. I've heard
they
every
have that
time
Patreon or something. They're gonna be like
every time we do that
in the dough.
Every time we mention them, I feel like their listenership goes up by like 200 to 300%.
I would have to say definitely. Without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
I listened to a podcast called The Flophouse. Have you heard of that one?
I have not.
It's a podcast about they watch terrible movies. Three comedians watch terrible movies, and one of the guys is a writer from who up until Jon Stewart left was a writer on The Daily Show.
Oh, nice.
I think the other guy was one of the other guys was also a writer, and the other guy I have no idea. But they two of them owned a comic book store or worked in a comic book store for a long time.
Okay,
and they. Every once in a while, we'll go on a crazy X-Men rant, and for a while I was like, I should write into them because they read listener letters,
right?
By the way, if any of our listeners write us a letter, we will totally talk about it on the podcast.
Oh
so
God,
just
yeah,
throwing that out there.
Heather. write us a leather.
If
a, write
a
us,
leather,
write us a leather, Heather. Jesus. Briefly back to my Spanish.
Letters from listeners.
Letter from listeners. Back to my Spanish point briefly. Like, learning another language has really nailed home to me how bad I am at just speaking my native tongue. It's like, God, I suck at English. How am I going to learn another language? Anyway.
We'll muddle through.
Yeah, no.
So anyway, I listened to the Flophouse. Was going to write into them, and finally they had this X-Men rant that was kind of an extended one, and then they at the end they finished with "Take that, Rachel and Miles." Like, damn it! So now, due to all of our bumping, Rachel and Miles has like reached the threshold of the Flophouse, who is now getting another bump from us. So, yeah, we're just helping everybody.
We're just blowing everybody up.
Yeah. Well, I like to take care of my friends.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
my co-podcasting friends.
Yes. They're our peers.
Yes. Oh, boy.
Yeah. But yeah, like, if our listener wants to write us a it's never not going to be funny. Wants to write us a letter. We'll totally read it online.
On microphone.
On microphone.
Yeah.
That's what I...
To
I
the podcast.
God damn it. I'm such a...
Well, it is online.
You're such a piece of shit. What the fuck is wrong?
I don't know what you're talking about now.
I'm berating myself.
I know.
So
you're not
stupid.
Such a piece of shit, though.
Oh, I'm kidding. Jeez. Yeah.
Cut Ellen some slack, damn it.
Yeah. I have to tell myself that.
Yeah.
Like, I have to stop being so goddamn hard on yourself.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
I fuck things up regularly on this podcast, so you can fuck a few things up. Nobody will notice.
Yeah. Except when we take time to point them out in excruciating detail.
Speaking of our listener.
Yeah.
I was just talking to our mutual friend Colleen the other day.
Yes.
And she mentioned that she listened to a few episodes.
Oh, sweet.
I was like, yeah, awesome. Cool. So
I went to her birthday party and crushed karaoke.
Oh, yeah? They had karaoke? Where was it at?
A voice box.
Oh, awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
I do like voice box, but it's every time I want to go, it's like huge long line. You have to reserve the room
a
month
in
advance.
Reserve it. And,
Mm-hmm. So, not ideal, but I did go to a couple of birthday parties there and had some great karaoke time. We should do karaoke sometime.
Totally.
Hillary and I love doing karaoke.
I love karaoke. We should absolutely do karaoke. Yeah.
It is done.
The seal is packed. Oh, God. The pact is sealed? Seal is packed. The pact is sealed. I'm going with that.
The
pact is sealed.
Or.
The word is written in blood, I think. That's just red ink.
Okay.
Who even buys red pens?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Can I even sign a check with this shit?
No.
It's not legal? You can't photocopy it, apparently.
We get several memos at work from the main office saying, hey, if you're faxing stuff into the office...
You can't use a red pen, idiots.
Don't use a red pen, because we can't see it, dummy.
Wait.
Yeah.
What was the word before you said, if you're something into the main office?
Faxing.
What?
Oh, yeah, we fax.
What's that?
We have a fax machine. Okay,
it makes a facsimile of things?
Yeah. Yes. So, fax. A fax machine.
Just the fax, ma'am.
Fax is being... Yes. Die Hard 2, Die Harder. Anyway, a fax,
which is a reference to Dragnet, by the way.
I know.
Yeah. Okay.
Jesus.
All right.
I used to watch Dragnet as a kid. I don't know why.
Really?
Yeah. Well, actually, I do know why. It had Colonel Potter on it. It's like it has that guy from MASH. And then again, I don't know why the fuck I was watching MASH as a kid.
Yeah, I don't know. I watched some MASH, too.
I just really liked Alan Alda. I was a huge Alan Alda fan as a kid.
Yeah. He was great.
No, that's legit. Yeah,
he was like he was like the voice of reason. He was like a competent surgeon. He was great.
Yeah. I always liked it when he stuck it to Major Burns.
Oh, yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Major Burns, such an asshole.
I know, right?
Hated that guy.
Incoming wounded.
And every... So... So, MASH. Oh, gosh.
Would you call it a monster MASH? Did it catch on
so,
in the flesh?
So, everything I knew about, like, I didn't know a lot about, like, military stuff as a child.
Yeah, I didn't either. I still don't.
Well, I do now because I've had family in the Navy and things, and I just,
The U.S. Armed Forces?
Yeah, exactly. Go team.
Go anyway. Our troops.
Yes.
Take care of our veterans. Yeah.
Anyway.
America, fuck yeah.
So, all I knew about, like, I didn't know much about, like, military stuff. So, I don't know, Hawkeye? Was that his name?
Yeah.
He was a captain. Right?
Okay.
Well, yeah, so he captain, whatever. So, like, I applied what knowledge I had at the time, which was Star Trek.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, well, if he's a captain, why isn't he in charge of everything?
Yeah, doesn't he have a first officer?
Yeah, like why is this all weird? I don't understand.
No, it's naval rules that the captain is the...
Yes,
it's different.
I know. Yeah, eventually that was explained to me, and I'm like, that's so weird. Why would they do that? It's, okay, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't even... Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a deep hole.
It's a deep hole.
Full of
down.
Nonsense. Yeah.
Yes. There's lots of epaulettes in that hole.
That's true. So I used to have a coworker
mm-hmm.
that would... He was this older guy, and I don't know how he got into the position he was, but he was like the administrator of all the databases at the call center.
Oh, okay.
His name was Jim.
Hey, Jim.
And he...
Shout out to Jim, listening out there.
And he had this way of, on conference calls, he just had... He would make these sounds. He wouldn't, like, say words. He would just be like... and so people would talk, and he'd be like...
this. Yeah.
Yeah, and... the mail system, blah, blah, blah. So I had...
It's Christmas.
I had his... Yo, old building and loan. So I had this whiteboard in my office, and I would like write down each of the various utterances that he had, and like put check marks next to them when we were on conference calls for how many times he did whatever, like put a check mark by and put a check mark by
That's awesome.
I entertained myself. Nobody else thought it was as funny as I did, but oh my God. It killed me.
Philistines.
Yes.
You know, our art will not be appreciated in this time.
No. Not by the proletariat anyway.
Nope. Stupid proletariat. So I introduced one of my roommates to a movie this week.
Yes.
A movie that I like very much.
Oh?
It is called Ravenous.
Ravenous.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm taking it from your...
I'm thinking. Have I seen it before? Now, this is a horror film, right?
Yeah.
Zombie?
Cannibals.
Cannibals.
Yes.
Okay. Is it like Midnight Murder Train? Have you seen that?
I have not seen that.
Oh, my God.
No, so Ravenous has Guy Pearce.
Okay.
Yeah. It's got a bunch of people you'd probably recognize. I'm not.
Probably. I don't know. You could say names and I'll be like,
I'm not thinking of their names off the top of my head, but a lot of.
Just say whatever else they were in and I'll be like, oh, yeah, them.
David Arquette's in it. I'm sure you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Minor role.
Yeah.
So it's just.
Yeah, but where did the lighter fluid come from?
Yeah, so it's. It's a scary movie. It's not. There are scary parts.
Okay.
But it's got this, like. It's a movie about eating people and stealing their strength.
Okay.
So you can live forever. And it's really gory.
Okay. Okay.
And
interesting.
Gross and freaky. But at the same time, it's got this, like, quirky charm to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's got almost this, like. Goofy, like, slapsticky element to it, but it's never too much.
Would you say it's like less than Tucker and Dale versus Evil?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it takes itself a little more seriously than that.
It does, but it doesn't take itself too seriously.
Okay.
Yeah, so
this sounds
just
good.
Like,
this sounds like a.
It is. It's a really good movie, and it's just like it just hits this perfect like chord of like. This is really fucked up, but it's a little funny.
And kind of entertaining.
It's entertaining. Yeah, it's just a really good movie.
Yeah.
And it's beautifully shot. Like, they shot it on location in the mountains. So you have all these,
is
like...
Is it in Appalachia?
The Rockies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
It's much closer to home.
Yes. Yeah. It's a really old movie, so spoiler alert.
Oh, okay.
It's a fort in the Rockies on the way from the east to the west. It takes place during
the westward migration.
Yeah.
Okay.
Westward expansion, sort of. Yeah.
Yeah.
Post Civil War era.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
It's really good. I highly recommend it, and my roommate really liked it.
Cool.
Yeah. And she's so smart. She knows everything. And whatever she likes is so cool.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, exactly.
Ellen's got a few tricks up her sleeve.
That I do.
So, on the topic of new stuff that people are being introduced to that's cool, Did you see the X-Files?
Have you watched it?
I set my DVR to record it, and I set the time, and I thought, I'll add 1 minute ahead and 1 minute after, so that...
Oh, I think I know where this is going.
I will not miss anything. Yeah. If there's, like, a little stinger at the end, like our podcast sometimes has,
yeah,
I won't miss that, because I'm putting this little pad of time in there. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
It got moved...
Thanks,
temporally, so that I got 20 minutes of football game on the DVR, and then the second half, and then the first half of the episode up to a point, and then it just like bloop cuts out because I only gave it 1 minute of overage, not 20. So
right.
I did have to wait until the next day, and then I could watch it on the Fox website.
Right.
And so caught that up and then watched the second half of the intro.
Okay.
But
so you've seen the first episode?
Yeah. So it was a two-parter, though, and I've seen both parts of the first episode.
Okay.
So about 2 hours of TV, but...
Okay, cool.
It was surprisingly good. I was going into it thinking that they would like crap up a lot of things, but amazingly, they just pick up basically where they left off and kind of hit the ground running. It was a sight to behold. It was like pretty amazing that, and you know, Duchovny, Gillian Anderson, what's his name? Walter Skinner, character guy. I forget the actor's name, but
Mitch Pileggi.
It was great though.
Awesome.
They slid back into their roles like with remarkable ease. Like almost, well, definitely to the point of a little bit of disbelief. Like if you'd been through that shit, you'd be like, no, fuck you, FBI. No way, right. I'm not coming back. But they're like, well, I guess we got us. So they got back into it. And like, apparently the next episode is supposed to involve some kind of monster. So I'm into it. I'm 100% behind it.
Right on.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you liked it.
Did you not like it?
Well.
Or did you not see it? Or did... Tell me, Ellen.
So I was, it was probably just the mood I was in, which was in no mood.
Yeah.
And so I was at the neighbor's and they had it recorded. And so we started watching it and we got about, I want to say like 20, 25 minutes in. And I was like, I am not enjoying this at all.
No.
I'm not enjoying this.
I do think it took a while to take off.
Okay.
And maybe I was like, maybe give it another chance at watch the second half.
Okay.
Because they did seem to they breezed through a lot of things, and I think the purpose was, yeah, was mainly like to that, tie it together.
Yeah, it was like that it was just like, oh my god, all this shit's just kinda happening all at once now. Like,
yeah.
It was kinda
I think that they were.
It was kind of ridiculous.
They were kind of wrapping things up, but I think the second half, the second hour of the first episode, I don't even know what the fuck it is, but
yeah. Well,
point
so
is,
what,
the second like, episode, which is I guess the second half,
the
of the first
season
episode,
premiere.
Yeah, I think it was much better.
Okay. Well, I'll probably give it another shot at some point. I just, for whatever reason, I was in no mood for bullshit, and I felt like I was getting bullshit.
Yeah.
And so I just wanted to go home.
Here be bullshit.
Yeah, here be bullshit. So I just was like...
and I say fuck you to the...
Taking my ball, and I'm going home. And I did.
Oh. So you took the DVR, you're like...
No. I didn't actually take anything home except for what I brought with me. But yeah, so I was just like, no. No, thank you.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like I said, I think that the first part of the first episode was a lot of just trying to pick up all the loose ends and pull them together into.
Yeah, can I tell you something I have an issue with as far as this goes?
You may.
So, I had a feeling this might happen with X-Files, and supposedly there's going to be like a. Twin Peaks.
Oh yeah,
they're gonna do some more Twin Peaks.
Yeah,
which is a show I really liked.
Yeah,
and my issue is
this is Ellen's issue.
everyone that wasn't involved with the original production, the new, like the new actors they bring in to play roles and stuff, like major roles. I always get this feeling, and I felt it a little with X-Files, and I worry about it with like stuff like Twin Peaks. Any of these like major things that were something at one point, went away for a long time, and now they're coming back.
Yeah.
There's always that, like, these new, the new actors that are in there always have this, like, winking, like, ooh, I'm in this.
Yeah.
It's like, ooh, I'm on the X-Files.
Look at me. I'm back.
Yes. Ooh. This is so exciting.
Isn't this fun?
I grew up watching this.
Yeah.
This is so exciting for me. I'm in, yeah, oh, this is why I got into acting. Like, kind of like, oh, I'm on the X-Files. You know, like.
Did you pick up a little bit of winkiness from.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I felt like I did.
Yeah. I thought that Gillian Anderson was playing it pretty straight. I thought
No. So not like the actors that were in, like the main players,
yeah.
Like the new blood people like that weren't involved in the original production.
Oh, so like Joel McHale?
Yes.
I did get that a little bit from Joel McHale, cuz he was probably thrilled beyond knowing to have that part.
Yeah, and it really came through his performance.
And it came through a little bit like, "Hi, the show."
Yeah.
And I
like him. I think he's a funny dude.
Yeah, I like him too.
Yeah, that just sometimes, you know.
All right, you guys, cut it out.
Cut.
Oh, jeez.
I declare this podcast adjourned. Please rate and review us on iTunes.
You can find Notoriously Unreliable on Twitter at NotReliable.
You can like our page on Facebook.
You can follow us at notoriouslyunreliable.tumblr.com.
Or visit our homepage at notoriouslyunreliable.com.
Should we cut these dad jokes out?
I do not believe we should.
No? What should we do
I feel
them,
passionately...
That
the dad jokes remain in the podcast.
Okay.